Good morning, Daniel.
How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you.
When you sent this through, I was very excited. Of course, the Queen celebrating her 70th year on the throne. I tell you what, big, huge party over the weekend in England. And I don't know if you've seen the video of Paddington Bear and the Queen having a bit of a little bit of a chat with each other. Have you seen that?
I loved it. The Paddington Bear drinking the tea out of the teapot.
Straight out of the teapot. I thought it was hilarious. So let's talk about the Queen, I suppose.
I know, it's amazing. 70 years, Platinum Jubilee, which was actually something I've never heard of. I don't know about you.
No.
But did you know that when the Queen was 21 in 1947, she declared, "Before all of you, my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service." And I'm sure that she's done that. Now, did you know that the Queen's had 16 visits to Australia, and on her first in 1954, she came to Bundaberg?
Well, I must say, I had no idea. I know she's been to Australia a few times. The preparations, I guess, must have been massive.
Absolutely. They went for 9 months. The city went all out. The mayor, who was Fred Buss, asked gardeners to fill their garden beds with golden flowers, and that included Buss Park. And I'm wondering if that was the beginning of the marigold tradition, which has been going for as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
They had two huge dress rehearsals for the big day, which they practiced over and over until they got things just right. The mayor even made everybody practice shaking hands with him.
Wow.
Dorothy Greer and Harry Londy stood in for the Queen and Prince Philip in the rehearsals. So try to picture two high school students driving around giving the royal wave. Apparently the crowd got quite emotional.
Well, I can fully understand why. And I guess, you know, what would the crowd been like on the actual day? I guess you'd have to get out early.
They did. Actually, the earliest to claim their spot was Mrs. A. Wright and her daughter Gail. And they were at the airport gates at 5:30 the night before. Mrs. Wright slept in her car and Gail slept on a tarp on the ground, and when the gates opened at 6 o'clock, they were the first in. But apparently hundreds camped at the airport and there were all night dances, and as soon as they were over there was a huge rush to the airport.
Angela Lathouris, our history historian, joins us this morning. We're talking about the Queen's visit to Bundy. It must have been an electrifying scene. I guess the question is, how many people would have been waiting?
When the Queen and Prince Philip arrived at Hinkler Airport around noon, there were 10,000 people waiting to meet them. As she stepped off the plane, the church bells pealed Blue Bells of Scotland and Auld Lang Syne, and waiting on the tarmac was the Premier, Vince Gare, and the Mayor of Bundaberg, Fred Buss, and his wife, Beth.
I guess no one probably would have seen a member of the royal family before.
Well, as it happened, the Mayoress, as a young woman, had travelled to England with her sister in 1937 for the coronation of the Queen's father, King George VI. Beth and Nancy Gibson from Bingara Plantation had seen the 11-year-old Princess Elizabeth in a glass carriage with her grandmother, Queen Mary. Sounds a little bit like Cinderella. But little did Beth know that one day, as the mayoress, she would have the honour of welcoming to Bundaberg the little girl who became queen.
Well, then you've got to ask the question, if they've arrived in Bundaberg, they've got to be able to do a few things. Where did they actually go after they left the airport, Angela?
Well, they were driven to town in the Royal Humber, and just imagine the streets festooned with flag and bunting and lined with people. As they got to the hospital, the car slowed right down for the nurses and the patients who were waiting at the War Nurses Memorial. And from the hospital veranda, there were little children in their hospital beds waving madly to the Queen. And they estimate that between there and Maryborough Street that there were 30,000 cheering people lining the street. When they got to Maryborough Street, they turned left and then went down Quay Street,
mm-hmm.
past the RSL, where the returned soldiers stood to attention, and beside them were the members of the CWA. Then it was down Tantyper Street and Bourbon Street and more adoring crowds.
Hey, Angela, do you mind hanging around? Because I'd love to talk more about this. And when we come back, we'll talk more about the Queen.
Sure thing.
It's 1332 4BU.